In this week's parasha, the parasha begins with the story of Yaakov's confrontation with his brother Esav. Yaakov sends messengers to his brother to inform his brother that he's returned from the house of Lavan after many years, and he's told by the messengers that Esav is coming towards him with 400 men, and Yaakov is very frightened and prepares for the worst. And before he actually meets his brother, the Torah tells us of a confrontation Yaakov has with somebody else. Yaakov, says the Torah, brings everybody across the river, all the people, all the possessions, Vayaver et asher lo, Vayivater Yaakov levado, and Jacob was left alone, Vayeyovek ishimo adalot hashachar. Somehow, for some reason, Jacob is alone. According to one opinion, he went back, he crossed back over. Having brought all the people across, he went back for things he had forgotten. Small things, pachim katanim. In any event, he's alone. Vayivater Yaakov levado. And then the Torah tells us of Jacob's confrontation with this ish, this mysterious being, person, angel, that Jacob wrestles with in the middle of the night, and is blessed by this ish as dawn arrives. Jacob is alone. And Jacob is alone, I think, in two different ways. He's alone in the sense that everybody else crosses over. His children, his wives, everybody, except for Jacob. And the reason, I think, is that the crossing over for the others means something different than for Jacob. For the others, it's leaving their home, Aram, the house of Lavan, and going to a new home, to the land of Canaan, crossing over into that land. But for Jacob, the crossing over means something different. It means being part of the covenantal community. It means entering into the promise that was given to Abraham and affirmed to Isaac, the blessing of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. And that blessing requires that Jacob be transformed. Only Jacob knows of the covenantal blessing. Only Jacob faces the challenges that his previous experience has created for him, the deception of his blind father, the taking of the blessing that Isaac had intended to give Esav. So Jacob is alone. Jacob faces his own struggles, his challenges alone. But he's also alone in a different sense. And that is when Jacob hears that his brother is coming towards him with 400 men, and he's very afraid. Vayiro Yaakov ma'od vayetzelo, the Torah says. So he cries out to God. He says to God, you made promises to me, Hatzileni na miyad achim miyad Esav. Save me from my brother, from Esav. I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid he will kill all of us, everybody. Eim abanim. And unlike every other place up to this point in the Torah, when somebody prays, when somebody cries out to God, God is responding. This is the only place that God does not respond. There's no obvious response. And Jacob is left alone in that night, confronted by this mysterious ish. And after Jacob struggles with the ish and demands and gets a blessing and is transformed, Jacob now becomes Israel. Jacob says, when the sun rises and Jacob is limping, and prior to that, Jacob said, Jacob names the place Peniel, God's face. For Jacob said, Ki ro'iti Elohim panim al panim, vatina tzel nafshi. For I have seen God face to face, and my soul was saved. And what Jacob is saying is that this confrontation, this struggle, painful struggle, was God's answer to my prayer. Jacob had prayed, Hatzileni, save me. God was silent. But in this case, Jacob interprets God's silence. God was not silent because God doesn't care. God was silent because God gave me an opportunity to struggle, an opportunity to transform myself. God had faith in my ability to transform myself. That's what the story is about. Jacob, qua Jacob, never crosses over. If he remains Jacob, he can't cross over. He only crosses over by virtue of his ability to become something else, to change from just Jacob into Jacob Israel. And the Jacob Israel is the person who crosses over and claims the covenantal blessing. And the story ends by telling us that Israel, Bnei Israel, referring not just to Jacob's children, but to the people of Israel, we do not eat the sinew of the thigh until this very day. In other words, we mark this event, we mark this moment in history, this sacred moment. We mark it by not eating, by abstaining from the sinew of the thigh, but the gid hanasheh. One of the functions of ritual is to mark sacred moments. There are a few sacred moments in our lives. We don't want to forget them. We want to keep them in our consciousness, and we do so by going back to them all the time. This is one of those examples. This moment of Jacob's transformation, of becoming Israel, is marked forever. It's marked by Jacob, who limps afterwards. He continues to limp. He continues to live with that experience. And it's marked by Bnei Israel, by the children of Israel. His own children and the children of Israel for all eternity are marking that by refraining them the sinew of the thigh, the gid hanasheh, remembering Jacob's struggle in the night. Shabbat shalom.